Hello, this is J.D. Upton from Morningstar Baptist Church. I'll be bringing the message for you for the radio, and we're going to be in John chapter 18. We're going to be in several places in the Word of God today, and we're going to be looking at, we're mainly going to be in the Gospel of John and Matthew, but we're going to be rotating back and forth from there, and we're going to be John chapter 18, beginning with verse 28. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusations bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him unto thee, delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Verse 38. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. We come to this passage in John, and we see here that Jesus is standing trial before Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate is the governor of Rome, and he has been given the instructions, if you would. He is now going to examine Jesus. Pilate being a man of great power, Pilate being a man of authority in that day, power over Rome and even power over the Jews, has now been given the right to go before Jesus and examine him for this reason. Jesus has already been accused of some crime, him being a malefactor. A malefactor means one who has done a wrongdoing of such things. Jesus has already been betrayed. Judas has already betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, and he's already committed suicide after that. Jesus has now been taken to the judgment hall. He's been judged by several of the judges. Majority of them were for the Jews, and now this is the first Roman trial. There was two different types of trials. There was the one for the Jews, and there was the one for the Romans. The Jews has always put an accusation against Jesus, but the Roman Empire, see, after this trial, Pilate sends him in another gospel, I believe it's either Luke or Mark's gospel, but it's Luke, sends him to Herod. Herod examines him, and then he sends him back to Pilate. But this is, you could say, my dilemma for this message. I want to look at a man who stood before God Almighty. I want to look at a conversation between the Lord Jesus Christ and this man Pilate. For this reason, because this very conversation goes very in depth. Into not just who Jesus is, but who Pilate thinks Jesus is. And the title of my message today is An Encounter with Christ. Now, those that have had an encounter with Christ, you're saved. Those that truly know Him are saved. But many people can say they have had an encounter with Christ and they slip away. They go. So I want to look at this conversation, if you would. And that's my first point, a conversation with Jesus. And I just want you to think about this. Pilate's job, Pilate's authority, Pilate's duty is to examine the Lord Jesus Christ for who He is. What's He like? What's His purpose? What's His cause? Why is He here? What type of man is He? And can I tell you that who you believe the Lord Jesus Christ is can settle your eternal destiny forever. Who you believe this man is has always been big, has always been large, and has always been important to mankind. This man, Pilate, has the job that every person has to come with. Who is Jesus Christ? There's a lot of people who have their accusations of who He is. There's a lot of people who know who He is. There's a lot of people who are listening to people who they think know who He is. But Pilate is before Jesus Christ. We could even say he's before God Almighty, ready to examine Him. Ready to see who this man is. And you think about this. You think about how Jesus went to the disciples and asked them, "Who do men say that I am?" They thought, "Oh, he's some." The townsmen think, "Oh, you're just one of the prophets." Jeremiah's. Some even think John the Baptist. People think he's a man. They don't think he's the Christ. So let's dive into this treasure trove, if we would, and we're gonna go line by line through, beginning at verse, I believe it's 33. Yes, for 33, the very first interaction between Pilate and Jesus. Looking at verse 3. And Pilate entered the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" There's something interesting about that for this reason. Look at Jesus' response, and I really want you to think about this. At what Pilate is asking him. Because it goes a whole lot more deeper than what we think. Jesus answered him, looking at verse 34. "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me?" Pilate is asking this, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus already knew, though, that the Jews have already been calling him the King of the Jews as a name of mockery, as a name to mock him, as a name to smote him personally. So Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" That's the reason why Jesus responds and says, "Sayest this thing of thyself? Do you believe I'm the King of the Jews? Or are you believing what others say?" Because here's the thing. Whenever it comes to your personal salvation, and salvation is personal. You can't go based upon what other people think. Majority of the time, you either think what other people think or either you come to your own conclusion on what Jesus is or who Jesus is. So Pilate asked this, "Am I a Jew?" ask him, what has he done? And Jesus answers this, my kingdom is not of this world. Then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered unto you. Now is my kingdom not from this. Here's the problem. Pilate is looking at Jesus in the wrong way. Pilate is standing before God Almighty, before the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and is wondering, who are you? Are you a king? Are you this man of wrongdoing? Are you a malefactor? Who are you? Art thou a king then? Is what Pilate said afterwards. But look at this. Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. See how it's changed? See how the tables have turned? First, Jesus asked him, Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus says this, ask him this, sayest this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? But Jesus, in this verse, in verse 37, a very long verse, but it gives you his purpose. It gives you his cause. It gives you the reason why he came, and it gives you the reason why every child, every woman, every boy, and every man should get saved. He says, Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. I just want you to really think about that. I'll read the verse again. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. So what's he asking? What is he saying? He's saying this. You know what my purpose is? You know what my cause is? You know why I'm here? Why I'm here right now? Why I've been here for almost 33 and a half years? It's for this reason. To save sinners. That's the only reason, that's always been the only reason why Christ came down. Because the only way, and the only way to get saved is believe the gospel. Jesus has told him the gospel. See, in another gospel, Herod has heard about this man, Jesus. He's heard about everything that he's done. He's heard about the miracles. Herod even wanted him to perform a miracle before him. Jesus wouldn't. And the Bible even says that Pilate and Herod became friends that day. And Pilate knew about Jesus from Herod. Oh, he's a man who can do miracles. He's a man who can do this. He's a man who can do that. But he didn't know the real purpose. We need to understand this. We need to know this. That Jesus came and died. We all believe that the rapture of the church is going to happen very soon. And if you don't believe the gospel, you're not going to leave out of here during the rapture. But let me tell you this. Those that know the gospel, have heard it, will be left here. Do you believe in the finished work of Calvary? Do you believe that Jesus was a man, sinless, without spot, without blemish? He lived a perfect life. He's the only man who ever walked on this planet, didn't make any mistakes, didn't sin, did everything right, and died her horrific death on a cross, and bore the sins of the whole entire world, and that he rose again the third day. You have to believe that. You must believe that if you're saved. If you do not believe that, you are not Christian, and if you do not believe that, you are not saved. Like I said before, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" "Oh, you're one of the prophets. You're John the Baptist. You're a man." That's what the townspeople thought. That's what men thought. But Jesus had a follow-up question for them. "Who do you say that I am? Who do you?" This word is personal for Christians. This is how you know that you're saved. Peter. Simon Peter, yes, Simon Peter had his moments. Simon Peter had his flaws, like we all do. Peter spoke out whenever he was supposed to spoke out. He didn't think. Put his foot in his mouth all the time. But let me tell you this. The one time, this is one of those times where Peter spoke out, and he spoke out right. So what does Peter say? "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Thou art the Christ. You have to believe that. To get saved, to know God, you have to believe that. But I want to look at this last thing. Rephrase. I still have a little bit more to look at. Jesus says, "I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." What is he saying? So you go back a couple of chapters, I believe it's John chapter 8, where he talks about, where he says, he beareth record of himself. One of the Pharisees, I believe, or the scribes said, "Thy record is not true." He said, "My record is true. Because in your law, to that agree it is true. Well, I agree in my Father, which art in heaven." He came to bear witness of himself. He was even the one, and Pilate asked this question right after this. He says, "What is truth? What is truth?" There's only one thing. You have to believe this. You have to believe this. If you do not believe that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life, you're not saved. Pilate asked this question. There's a whole bunch of speculation, if you would, about was he asking this sincerely? Was he asking this in a rebuke? Was he asking this in just to be asking you? Some people even believe that he asked this and then he left too soon for Jesus to give him the answer. I personally believe he was sincere. For this reason, he walked out of that room and went before the Jews and said, "I find in him no fault at all." Here's the thing. Pilate was exposed to the truth. He knew the gospel. Jesus had plainly told him who he was, what his purpose was, and that was his job. He asked the question, "What is truth?" And then he goes out and tells the crowd, "I find in him no fault." That's one of the aspects that you have to believe to be saved. You have to believe that he's a man with no fault. He was innocent. He was not guilty, but that he died for the guilty. So we have the conversation in John chapter 18. But now we're going to flip over. See, the Gospels have always been written in different point of views and perspectives. Well, Matthew gives a perspective of what his reaction was. Same text, same event, just a little bit more information. Looking at verse, let's see. This is another question. Pilate is now before the crowd. This gives us a little bit more information. Pilate is now before the Jews. He asked them this, looking at verse 15 at Matthew 27. Now at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto people a prisoner whom they would, and they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil hath he done, the governor is Pilate? In verse 23, But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See to it. Pilate asked a very important question in verse 22. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? The interesting thing about this is he asked this. Goodness. Got 8 minutes left. I'm only on my second point. Pilate asked this question. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? He asked this right after the conversation that he had with Jesus. After he heard the gospel. After he figured out who he was. After he figured out his purpose and his cause, who Jesus was, he then asked, What shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? And if you're lost and you have heard the gospel, that question is hanging upon you. If you've heard the gospel, if you truly know the gospel, because you can know the gospel, you can know who Jesus is, but there's a big difference in knowing him, but know him than knowing him. Let me elaborate on that because I'm trying to be a little bit more specific. My pastor uses a very good analogy. He says, I know who Donald Trump is. I can tell you where he lives. He lives in the White House and everything, but I don't know him. I know of him, but Jesus, I know him. I know him. But if you've ever heard the gospel and you've ever heard it and that you just put it aside because you think you can wait. Because I can tell you this, the conviction that's put upon a man whenever they figure out that they are guilty of their sin and they understand what Jesus did, there's a conviction there, there's a guilt there that just does not go away. And you have to ask yourself, What shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? There's only two answers. You accept him or you reject him. Pilate, unfortunately, rejected Christ for this reason. And a lot of people do this. You look at verse 24. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing. That's an interesting phrase right there, prevail nothing. And I told you at the beginning that Pilate is a man of great power, great authority. Governor of Rome, he has power over the Jews. But just because of the multitude, because of the crowd, he falls into that deception, knowing the truth. Here's the crazy thing, you can know the truth and still believe the lie. Still know it. We got to hurry up. I got 5 minutes. Ooh. But Pilate does this. He washes his hands and said, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. Can I tell you, there's a whole lot of Pilates for this reason. There's men and women, boys and girls that know the gospel. They won't accept it because they, listening to the crowd, they're prideful, they don't want to get over their own pride, and they just don't want to accept the gospel. And they live every single day believing that they're innocent, having seen the blood on their hands, washing it with water, acting as though they can't still see it and that it won't go off. Knowing the truth. We're gonna race quick. We gotta go all the way to John 19. We're gonna have to skip all these other verses and look at this. Leave us verse 8. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid and went again into the judgment hall and said unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. It's a very sad ending, but it's the truth. Pilate had an opportunity to get saved. Now, I understand the prophetical meaning of this. I understand Jesus he was going to be crucified either way, but I'm saying this. Personally, not about this man of authority. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about a man who heard the gospel and still rejected it. Big difference. I'm not talking about the political issues. I'm talking about this. Pilate heard the gospel. And the very last time he spoke to Jesus, one, Jesus gives him no answer. Two, Jesus rebukes him. The line's been cut off. Now, I don't know if Pilate was witness to after this. I have no idea. I don't know if Pilate accepted Christ. But it's historically, this is not biblical. It's not what thus saith the Lord. But supposedly, from history speaking, 10 years after this event, Pilate committed suicide. Now, I'm not trying to jump to conclusion or nothing like that. But you cannot have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ and not be changed, whether for good or for bad. Because you think about the man, King Agrippa, I believe it was. Paul preached his heart out unto him, and then he says, thou almost persuadest me to become a Christian. Judas, after he betrayed Christ for 30 pieces of silver, he returns it back, and guess what? He commits suicide afterwards. Judas spent 3.5 years with Jesus. Pilate only spent about 10 minutes, and it was gone. So I'm going to have to conclude there, but this is my dilemma. This is my conclusion to this. Come. Christ has offered every child, every believer, or every sinner, every person an opportunity to get saved. If you've heard the gospel, accept it and don't put it away because God could cut you off right there. The only reason you are still breathing, the only reason you're still alive is because God has given you the opportunity to be saved. Believe the gospel that Jesus Christ lived a perfect life, died on the cross for your sins, finished the work, and then was resurrected 3 days afterwards. Believe it.